at the end, you get 3 minutes. So let's get started. James?
Gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you for the time to be gathered here today, Father. We ask you to lead us and guide us, Father. Every decision we make according to your will and for the betterment of this county which we live in. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
I need approval of the regular meeting of the minutes of January 2022.
Motion.
Got a motion, Mr. Hatch, second, Ms. Thiessen, all in favor. Need a motion to accept the regular meeting of September 3rd, 2020.
I make the motion.
Got a motion, Mr. Valentine, second, Mr. Hatch, all in favor. Need a motion to accept regular meeting of September 17, 2020.
Motion.
Got a motion, Mr. Hatch.
Second.
Second, Mr. Valentine, all in favor. Need a motion for a regular meeting of October 1st, 2020 to accept. Right. Got a motion, Ms. Mills.
Second.
Second, Mr. Hatch, all in favor. Motion to accept regular meeting of November 5th, 2020.
Motion.
Got a motion, Mr. Hatch.
Second.
Mr. Valentine, all in favor. Need approval of the vouchers.
Motion.
Got a motion, Mr. Stevenson. Second, Mr. Mills, all in favor. Any constitutional officers here like to speak? Need a motion to in the public hearing. Motion, Mr. Mills. Second, Mr. Peason. All in favor.
Hey, we have one table from last meeting on February 3rd. The petition by Kevin Omer, located on the property, is described as follows: Dixie County parcel number 19-13-12-2266. 0000-0100 at 162 Southeast 228th Street, Swan, Florida 32692. To request a variance for a reduction of size setback to 5 feet, reduce the rear setback to 5 feet, reduce front setback to 0 for a 10 or 11 porch with parking below by the petition dated January 14th, which is located within section 4.7.7 RSF/MH, subparagraph 2 of the Dixie County Land Development Regulations in accordance with section 12.3 variance procedures. Commission District 3, Mark Hatch.
Oh, I know I looked at that table last time, and that was actually a code enforcement lot that we had cleaned up, and now it's cleaned up, and they're wanting to build a pretty nice place on it.
We got a motion, Mr. Hatch, to approve. Second, Mr. Mills, all in favor.
Okay, we have a petition by Lauren and Debbie Boone, located on the property as described as follows: Dixie County parcel number 24-10-09-0000. 0149-0300 at 48 Southwest 475th Avenue in Tallahatchie, Florida 32359. To request a variance for an additional 10 extra feet by 30 feet to add to the existing 20 by 30 open carport for RV for resolution 2022-15 by the petition dated January 21st, 2022. Which is located within section 4.3.7 ESA subparagraph 1 of the Dixie County Land Development Regulations in accordance with section 12.3 variance procedures. Commission District 5, James Allison.
I don't have nothing with it. Anybody in here? Make
the motion. Okay. We got a motion to accept, Ms. Valentine. Second, Ms. Peterson. All in favor.
We have a commissioned by Robert Carl, located on the property as described as follows, County Parcel Number 18-08-14-372-0000-0160 at 800 Northeast 807th Avenue, Old Town, Florida, 32680, to request a variance for a 20-by-45 carport for an RV by the petition dated February 26, 2022, which is located within Section 4.3.7, ESA subparagraph 1 of the Dixon County Land Development Regulations, in accordance with Section 12.3 variance procedures. Commission District 1, Jody Stevenson.
You don't have any opposition?
No, sir.
Anyone here oppose it? Is anyone on the phone oppose it? I'll make a motion to approve.
You got a motion, Mr. Stevenson, to approve?
Second.
Second, Mr. Hatch. All in favor?
Aye.
Need a motion to go back to the board.
I make a motion.
You got a motion, Mr. Valentine?
Second.
Second, Mr. Mills. All in favor?
Aye.
You going to read the resolutions?
Okay, resolution 2022-15, Lauren and Debbie Boone. 2022-26.
I'm looking at
the wrong one. So this is resolution 2022-26.
Kevin. Kevin
Odomer. Motion.
Got a motion, Mr. Hatch.
Okay.
Second, Mr. Mills, all in favor.
And we have resolution 2022-15, Lauren and Debbie Boone. Okay, sorry. Resolution 2022-31, Lauren and Debbie Boone.
Motion.
We got a motion, Mr. Mills.
Second.
Second, Mr. Hatch. All in favor.
On my paper, resolution is 2022-15.
That's the one from Grass that was stated.
Sure, that's what I got.
What that is.
Yeah. Wrong page. Okay, resolution 2022-30 is Robert Carl.
Got a motion, Mr. Hatch. Second, Mr. Mills. All in favor.
Has
everybody got the right papers?
Yeah, I got one.
Y'all got the right one? Thank you, ma'am. Mr. Gregg?
There
he is.
He had two bid openings last week. One was for the courthouse security. He received three bids. Shine and Company at $60,000. Gray Construction at $134,673. $134,673,
and Slack Construction $119,344.70.
So we reviewed all the bids. They were all responsive in nature. Our recommendation is to
award
the bids.
You got a motion, Mr. Hatch?
Second,
Mr. Mills, all in favor.
We'll begin preparing construction contract. Get that from Michael. Okay. Parking lot, we got two bids. one back in Columbia, and $119,827.77. The other was S&P Services at $46,850. S&P Services did not have all the bid documents turned in. Based on the bid requirements, they were not responsive. But I actually the one bid finished in Columbia. Got most of three options. Awarded it in Columbia. There's a lot of extra work that was not that could be done by the county. Did award it, negotiate that number down, or just try to bid off.
Why was there such a spread on that number? That's a large spread. Is there a reasoning?
Different things. S&T did not have all the documents, so we checked to see what they pulled, and we had any record of pulling the actual documents. I'm really not sure what all they did.
I make a motion to Dwayne to negotiate that price with Anderson Columbia and after negotiations, because there's a lot of rock out there that we'd already put in place, and I think they did have rock in their bid, right, Dwayne?
Yes, sir.
So, make a motion for you to do that.
Second. We got a motion, Mr. Hatch, second, Mr. Mills. All in favor?
Aye.
Well, I'll request assistance from all park professionals to be in the negotiations where we see the bid item.
How you want to handle it?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Northeast 362nd, 364th Avenue. We're working on the submitting our package to DOT for final authorization on those two projects to move ahead. Asked about funding for a new meeting room. There's not many options out there. Grant-wise, we qualify for CDBG COVID. However, that program is not open right now, and we don't know if it's going to open back up. I'm just saying things. If it did, certainly submit for that. There's low interest loans through the state. There's a small percentage covered under a forgiveness program. There are some cost share grants. And then the final option is a legislative appropriation for special facilities. I will tell you that right now for this year, there's approximately about $60 million in special facilities that are being programmed across the state. So that's a possibility. We do have inflation going on. Everybody's aware of that. But the revenue projections are just still climbing.
I think for right now, I hope that COVID stuff opens back up. That's my opinion on it.
How do we hold off and see what happens? I mean, if push comes to shove, I think we're going to wind up with that building in Old Town. So if we had to have a larger venue or something, we could move down there like we were doing before. Well, not have to come put the taxpayers under any more burden than what they already are.
Well, not necessarily spending money, but direct staff to host. Look at where you would put your options are for doing something here close by, so we start kind of having a game plan together. So wait for the grant to come up.
Yeah, I'm going to do that. I just suggest to do that anyway.
Like I said, I like for us to keep looking at those avenues, but as far as us going out and getting a low interest loan, we're not having funding, that's going to put the burden on the taxpayers.
Right. Hey, not proposing that, but at least get our homework done so that if that grant does come open, we're ready to submit. Those are competitive grants, and if we just throw an application out there, we won't score very well, but if we've got some homework done that we can share in that grant application, we'll do a lot better.
Okay.
That's all I have. Was there something else for me?
Seawall Swan, have you heard anything on
that? I have not heard for that's out in the process. We submitted that for the legislative appropriation request.
I mean, he's ready for
I will not find where all that is. I kind of stay the flux right now, so
okay.
I'll see if I can find something out a little more concrete on that.
Sounds good. Thank you, Gary.
Thank you.
Thank you, Greg.
Mr. Jared?
Nothing
like that. Thank you. Ms. Cindy?
Yes, sir. Couple things. Just want to remind y'all about the art festival in Swanee on March 15th. We're going to have a week saving workshop at the library to be held on March 15th. And people who attend that workshop won't have the first opportunity to make free things that the library can buy, free of charge, of course. If they're heirloom things, and it's just a sample that it will be to a different variety of fruits and vegetables. So that's an interesting thing there. And then a reminder that next Thursday and Friday we will be closed for inventory. And if you want to come help, come on. But we will be closed for 2 days.
You said March 15th for the farm fair, and I believe that's the 12th on Saturday.
I'm sorry, the March 15th is the workshop. Please say the workshop. March 12th is the
12th. Dwayne, did we ever get the sign up list and get the road department working on that?
This is the list last week. I have submitted it to the road department. The maintenance crew has the list and should start working on it.
Okay.
Very good.
Okay, Mr. Steve Freeman?
I don't have anything to discuss on here again.
Thank you, Mr. Dean. Road superintendent.
I have a couple of things.
Okay. You gonna do it when you have your time, or you gonna do it now?
Sorry, my time, please.
Okay. Mr. Chauncey?
He's not here tonight.
Not here. Mr. Lapson?
He's not here either.
Mr. Leon?
I don't have anything. Persons that didn't see me tonight, but I do know some of you have called that we have shared on the social media page. It's going to come to full court as the site plan in the office. Very similar. There's other documents there if you want to take a look at it. I know some of you are getting phone calls. We get some phone calls.
Leon, did you reach out to DOT on that tunnel? And probably ain't got an answer back yet.
We actually have a meeting scheduled for next Thursday morning.
Okay. Thank you.
Mr. Brown?
We are scheduled the 1st of March. Go down to Brady's and to look at the new engines there. Schedules come offline thereabouts, and it's going to be a few weeks after that for the details and painting, but that's coming shortly. Traveling down for a couple of days to go through all the testing that goes along with that. We've been in conversation this last week. Bernard and I went to the Capitol last week, and I've been in conversation with some other folks throughout the week. Both of our station appropriations are currently in the budget right now. Neither are funded 100%. I've had some conversation as late as yesterday evening that they've assured us to just be patient and things are moving and stand by and wait to see what happens. So we're standing by where you can see. The only other thing I have, our billing clerk, business manager, Ms. Butler, as y'all are aware, she took a job some years ago with the Department of Health. At that time, Mr. Alexander seemed fit to allow her to work at a part-time basis, and she's been doing that, making sure our a lot of new staff, everybody's trying to learn. I've seen a lot of difficulties and complications. She and I have been in conversation for about a year and a half about this. I've offered her job back to her no less than 7 times, but the last time I was pretty serious about it, and she informed me that she was not able to take it back full-time, and she and I both agreed that we need to get that filled on a full-time basis. I have always budgeted that full-time in case we needed to bring her back or she wanted to come back. But the position is budgeted in the budget, has been for several years, but I think it's time that we advertise for and get someone in that office on a 5-day-a-week basis to make sure that our elections are where they need to be and all the business that we have to take care of in that office is done. But if the board has no objections to that, I'm going to advertise as soon as we get that put together for that position. That's all I have, gentlemen, unless y'all have anything to make.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Scott?
draft agreement to y'all. Is our 911 coordinator situation. This is our spring grant time. I have our spring grant here ready for y'all to, if y'all need to sign and submit like we do every year. Stuff has changed. Same $11,750 grant. Consistent with what we do every spring for our system maintenance.
Motion. Got a motion, Mr. Hatch.
Okay.
Second, Mr. Mills. All in favor.
Aye. Second thing, one of the first tasks I've been tasked with when I took this job as the IT director for the county is to get internet service for this courthouse, Dwayne's office, and the office office.
Through fiber.
Through fiber. Reliable internet service. So we have been meeting with Unity Fiber. As y'all know, we have a switch at the DOC currently that we got for free because we put that building there on that property. So the proposal is to put a point-to-point network between our offices back to the EOC, and we'll actually create a real network for our offices in this county. That way we can all have our connectivity throughout each office as we should and as everybody else should. So those quotes are $545 for the courthouse. That gives 250 megs to the courthouse to share between all the offices. The UF office, which is also my office, is 50 megs at $345 a month. And the Wayne's office is 30 megs at $300 a month.
So, motion 16 times to approve that.
We got a motion, Mr. Hatch. Second, Mr. Mills. All in favor.
So with that approval, I'd give permission to go ahead and sign these quotes and move forward with that project. Along with that project is going to be some upfront cost. We've been working with a consultant to see what exactly equipment-wise we need to make this happen. So we're going to look at probably about $4,000, maybe a little less, just upfront to get all the networking stuff in place. That's pretty consistent networking and getting that in place. That's just the upfront cost, not a reoccurring cost. So just to go heads up on that. You good with that?
Yeah, good.
The only other thing I was going to, I don't need action on today. We've had some issues with our generator out at the jail. We're working on that situation right now. This also brings up a good point. I don't know if Chuck has ever brought it to y'all about the whole state going to what they call Next Generation 911, which basically moves the 911 servers and the core services into a cloud-based situation. I had two meetings this past week with the suppliers for those systems. One of the companies that everybody in our county, around our county, is going with. I met with them. They're both getting the quotes on what we need to do. But this also will allow us to pick up a box and move it to another facility and start receiving 911 calls in that facility without nothing but a phone call. So just keep that in the back of your mind. Once I get everything in place, I'll be presenting that to you all as well.
Thank you, sir. Thank you. Ms. Gail?
I don't have anything.
Okay. Thank you, Ms. Gail. Ms. Holly? Ms. Holly, you on the phone? Yeah, I'm on.
No, sir.
Ms. Angie?
Good evening, Board. Tonight, I need board approval on our policy and procedure manual that we've been working on for a while. And in doing this, we would like to have the adopted date and the effective date made the same. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Okay. All right. Michael has a resolution for it, but we would like to get this in work and get some more. We're looking at
motion. Got a motion, Mr. Stevens.
Is that let me read it? Second it. You got the resolution.
You got a second, Mr. Mills?
Yes. Well, the resolution is adopted.
Okay.
y'all finish your discussion on that, Michael, on your resolution.
Will we get enough copies for all the employees to hand out and new hires?
200 copies.
Because I really don't want them to be hit over the head with anything. They don't have something in their hand and able to read over.
What we're going to do is they're going to come in probably by department and sign a form. I'll notarize the form saying that they've gotten it and that they understand what's in the book is what we will be putting in place by then.
Okay. All the departments.
That'll go in their 45.
All the departments was working with y'all when y'all was. Most of them, when y'all putting all that together.
Employees work with us, the department heads work with us.
Subordinates.
We're telling the rest of you.
Yes, subordinates, yes.
The only thing I want to make sure is when we vote, fellas, when we vote on this, that book's the law.
Provided they have the copy of it. And
well, they got to get a copy and all that, but I mean, we have deviated from that in the past,
and that's a lot
of stuff that they ain't working on.
That the employees just complained about wasn't, they felt wasn't treated fairly. So
we vote this thing in there. We're going to have to.
On this particular thing?
Do what now?
Any particular questions?
I don't have any. I just want to make sure that everyone's in agreement when we pass it that that's what's going to be followed.
Yeah.
So we got a motion. Mr. Stevenson, second Mr. Mills. Any more discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
The resolution 2022-29, a resolution of the Board of County Commissioners of Dixie County, Florida, approving and adopting the Dixie County Employee Handbook, providing for the repeal of those provisions previously adopted to the extent of any conflict, providing for an effective date.
Motion. Got a motion, Ms. Stevenson.
Second.
Second, Mr. Hatch. All in favor.
What was that number again, Mr.
That's
2022-29.
Thank you, Mr. Shriver. It's been a long time coming. I appreciate your help. Under Mr. Dwayne. Yes, sir, Mr. Chairman. Got quite a bit tonight. We'll start out with action item number one. Request board approval. Execute the notice of award for Anderson Columbia for the Northeast 316th Avenue, Northeast 497th Street, and Northeast 305 Avenue Roadway Paving Project.
Okay. We got a motion, WC.
Second,
Mr. Stevenson. All in favor.
Let's go.
Discussion on that, please,
sir. Need to get discussion.
On that roadway, that's just the paving of that road is what we got in the plans.
That's correct.
There's nothing in there to put any pipes across those roads. That's where a lot of the flooding has been going on in the county and the Hamiltonside. I feel like we need to have Frank and them look at that. I spoke with some of the canal committee. They want to go down there and look at that so we can go ahead and try to get some pipes in place before we put the pavement down, because it wouldn't make good sense to pave a road and then go back and cut the pavement too to put pipes in. And I spoke with, like I said, the canal committee, and they were interested in going down there looking, because that's something we need to do. I don't know how we need to handle that, but we can go at our wards or whatever we need to be figuring. And also, on that bid, I know that's a cost share we got to pay back.
It's a reimbursable grant. We pay it out to the contractor. DOT approves it based off of the agreement and the scope of work, and then they reimburse the counties after they approve that work.
Okay. On the DOT side of it, on Anderson's bid, wasn't it like $100,000 less than what DOT is actually allotting?
It come in under the amount.
Yes. Is there any way that maybe with Frank or the canal committee we could get, use those other funds to put in pipes?
Frank,
I don't know. On that road.
A change order is about the only way you can go there and do that without
I was talking about the county for some us putting in pipes. Anderson, go ahead.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
On this particular road now, the only place that had water, the water did not flow across there. All it was a little low spot. And once you pave it, you pull them sides up and you form ditches, that water will not sit on that road. All the water flowed elsewhere. It did not. Now, there's a place down there from one side to another, from 2 yards,
that it almost crossed the road. You could put a culvert there if you wanted to, but me and Dwayne went that road out there the other day, and all the water that's flowing on that one side is coming from one direction. The water that stays on this side is flowing in another direction. You can put culverts underneath there and connect both of them, and you may put more water going to some other little ditches and overflow them people. I know if you do that, if it does it again, that water there is headed over there to Dwight Petty. Dwight Petty had 6 inches of water in his house already. And if you open it up and send more to him, if this ever happens, it's going to get deeper over there.
We looked at that in the past. And the reason we did not add anything is because Oregon Water Management District is involved in the permitting. And we have to show that we're not taking water from one side to the other. And because even the most recent flood, this project was approved in 2020. And county put some rock on the normal grant and data. And now we got it approved. I don't have any problem looking at it, but we don't have the liability of taking the water from one side and putting it unless you want to create a pond. Unless you want to create a pond, you create.
Do we? What kind of deadline do we have on doing this project or losing funding?
You don't have a particular deadline. However,
there is a deadline in the agreement.
In the agreement, DOT. Yeah, let me make sure we're on the same line. There is no deadline. DOT has allowed us until 20. We have time for that. However, the bid these days pricing changes every week. So Anderson bid is only good for 30 days.
Yeah, and everything's going up.
We don't have the time, and if county wanted to do something, it needs to be outside of that.
That's what I was trying to get at, Mr. Frank. I don't want to hold anything up on the Henderson side, but the canal committee had made, I'd approached them about it. They're Dale Petty's, where you're talking about, right there. Three or four pipes right there on that road.
Well, that's on one side that goes underneath the road, and actual, when them culverts got cleaned out, the water was so great, it flowed across there, even flowed across the pavement there.
I don't have any problem going looking at it, and if you want to come, I've looked at it with the commissioner of the district. If you want to come, we'll go look at it. But the county's liability of taking water from one, putting it to the other, I don't want to be a part.
Yeah. Well, we got a cow from his farm that's getting money for the county to help the drainage. Those subdivisions that had no LDRs back when they went in, they have really no drainage plans. Right now, we're all running around trying to figure out a drainage plan. We got to start somewhere and getting going forward.
Anybody go look at it. I don't want to be involved.
I understand that.
Where
Jamie's talking about right here, four or five pipes, they clean them out, and the water still crosses the road.
That's not in the scope of work.
No. That's already paid.
But like I said, Mr. Dwight and them said they would go around and look at that because they certainly wanted. If they could get a pipe in a road before you paved it, would be a lot less costly to the county than going back after the fact.
Yeah.
And the reason I'm bringing that up, I have been talking with the governor and them up there, and one of his cabinet is coming to meet with me next week, and we're going to look at seeing what, and they're talking about they're going to get us some money to help with some of these projects. So we might be able to get something done.
But what I'm saying is on that road there, when you leave the pavement, the beginning of 305, there's a little low spot there. And water stands there, and your cars and all go through there, it just beats it out, makes a deep hole. Once you build that up, there's no form of ditches. There's slight ditches, but not really no ditches for that water to actually get off and go.
That sharp curve at 305 right there on the end, that water went across that highway 2 foot deep, right down that woman's driveway right up in her yard.
That's where them three culverts was at, yes.
No, ain't no culverts there, but that water went across.
Yes, there you are. There's three.
That's on the other road.
That's right there where it come across 305.
And when you leave the canal, I called you.
On the pavement.
Yep.
There's three culverts there.
There's
three there. And it's still across the road. That's what I'm talking about. But the only place you could add another culvert is when you get on 305 on the dirt, go down there in that first curve, you've got water that comes from the canal. So that's the canal side. When that canal overflows, that's where all that water comes from. That's how I got flooded. It comes down through there, and that's where it flows at, and it's got a certain direction. But it builds up right here in this prairie. If you cut that road and put a culvert there, you've already got another on the other side of the road where the water comes from another direction and flows down through there. So if you put a culvert there and bring water from the canal over here, you're going to be bringing more water from the canal, pushing it, and you're going to be sending it more where it shouldn't be going.
I'm not going to be the one kicking culverts. That's reason I said the canal committee.
They need to go around and look and
see if we do need to put something in there or not. I can't see paving a road that we're going to wash into that we know water runs across.
Well, there's a lot more legwork need to be done than just going and looking. And somebody saying, well, we need one here.
Yeah.
These engineering need to be done.
Yeah.
And I'm avid about no more driveways without culverts, but they got to be ditches for the water to flow.
Yeah.
I'm also avid about not moving it from one side of the road to the other and flooding somebody else out.
Worse.
So there's more than anybody just looking at it.
Somebody specifically said, this is what's happening. Do the calculations. Say with the Sawyer Water Management District, get the permit. I don't think you should do anything.
Yep. Because both sides.
If you want to do all of that, then you know we'll do it.
Both sides of the road, that whole place had water.
Mr. Chairman.
Yep.
With this segueing into this, I was going to ask at the next meeting for the board to consider a workshop at 9 o'clock to discuss culverts and the culvert ordinance being put in. I'm going to need some direction from the board. I'm going to ask Mr. Greg Bailey to be here. Again, I can put everything in the legal format, but need to have Leon involved, and this can be discussed at that time as well. I don't know, but I would ask for a workshop at that time to deal with the power culvert ordinance.
Okay.
So. Our concern now is we have a bid.
I make a motion to move forward with the bid with Addison.
Let them go. Change is done, then we'll talk with them, delay it or whatever. Right now, it's a good price, and I don't want it.
You won't lose it.
Already got a motion on the ticket.
So, got a motion, Mr. Stevenson, second in the WC.
I'll just say it.
All in favor.
We can need a pipe. We can put it in for the pavement. I'd say let's do it.
I would like the board to execute the contract between Dixie County and Anderson, Columbia for the road paving project in the amount of $1,013,186.09.
All right. Got a motion, Mr. Hatch.
Second.
Mr. Mills, all in favor.
On that contract, Dwayne, is that paving and pulling the ditches?
Yes, you have to do the 4-to-1 slopes and add the turf back, sod it back on the sides, pull the road up in the right pitch, run off, and it's 4-to-1 slopes on the tape on the shoulder.
All right.
Great. Well, let them pull it, and then if we look at it, we need to go in there that great old seed to pull some more water there, or what you think? In them ditches.
I think we need to make sure we know exactly where every drop of water is going before we send it there. That's what I think. Whether it be a ditch, a culvert, or a canal, or a river. I think we don't need to speculate, and ain't no one man that I know living can make that decision. That's a process, and I'm not going to sit here and say, all right, let's put a culvert there and take a chance on flooding somebody else out. I ain't going to be a part of it. That's all I know. It needs to be done, but we need to know for sure where it's going and the effects of it.
Well, will our water table state, if we don't start doing something now to try to help the situation when we get in the rainy season?
Well, I'm not saying us don't do it.
I'm just saying we need to look at it.
Sure, we know what we do.
Yes, sir. I agree with you 110%. Yes, sir.
A number of different funds under some grants from the state and the district under some separate projects. Three different models, a groundwater surface water model for almost the entire county, certainly the entire eastern half of the county. And how we're utilizing that model through this last time we did a task at the airport now, rerouting that canal. And so my point to you is, what we're supposed to see the same exact spot. Everything we have, we want to do, change. change water flow in any way that how already is, the culverts have to be exactly the same size. Well, if it changes, then you got to model that and get a permit from the district. And that requires elevation data, requires modeling, requires engineering, all that. That takes time. That takes 3 months, 4 months. It depends on the complexity of it, for instance. Not something you can go do right off the bat. But we do have a lot of data for a lot of parts of the county that are already working on some of the things, working with task force and all that. We just kind of try to flesh that out. But the thing is right. But, you know, we all want to make improvements, but we've got to follow the law to the district.
Yes. Thank you. All right, so under Mr. Greg Bailey, I went ahead and made the motion and second to approve the notice of award for Schlack Construction for the courthouse security improvement. So I'll move on to number four. I need board approval to execute the contract between Dixie County and Schlack Construction for the courthouse security improvements in the amount of $119,344.70 upon attorney review and approval.
Second. We got a motion by WC, second Mr. Stevenson. All in favor?
Yes. Request board approval to allow, or y'all have already did that one, to negotiate with the parking lots. So number six, request board approval to dedicate a portion of County Road 55A from US 19 to the first curb in memory of Dan Haight with a road sign provided by the family.
That's my district, and I'm good with that. So motion.
Second. Motion, Mr. Hatch. Second, Ms. Peterson. All in favor?
Okay. Request board approval to advertise for some sealed bids on some board-owned properties as presented. It's in the packet. It's two additional properties that we've been requested to surplus. This time, we can't see any reason for the county to be holding on to it. My recommendation is to get it on the tax roll.
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Hatch. Second, Ms. Peterson. All in favor?
I need board approval to deed back to the Dixie County School Board a 60-foot parcel of land located on the east side of the track at New Trains Middle School for the access road for the school board to move forward on that.
I got a little discussion on that. It's pretty easy for us to make a deed and do that, but I also want a deed to that 20 properties down at our community center setting on. So we've been working on that for a long, long time. So I'd like for them to see how easy this was. So I'm going to make a motion to approve that. But I also want us to work on that school board property down there in 20, because our people in 20 deserve that piece of property our community building is already sitting on. So a motion to approve that.
Got a motion, Mr. Hatch.
It has nothing to do. I just wanted to see how easy this is to do.
They just throw in the Old Town meeting room.
They're going to do that one anyway. It's too much money to upkeep on that one.
So he made a motion.
Got a motion. I need a second.
Second.
Mr. Mills. Any more discussion? All in favor?
Okay, so with that, y'all have voted on that, but just for clarity on that, it was my understanding with the school board and with the Board of County Commissioners, they would be in agreement in deeding that property in the town of Swanee that the community center sits on to the Board of County Commissioners with the help from the board to complete this access road from roof frames.
They got money to do it now, but...
Well, it hasn't been approved. They've got appropriations for that.
That's going to be approved.
If y'all are in agreement to do some base work or help them with some lime rock, that would...
We've already agreed to do that, honestly, but I don't have an issue. I just want that property. I worked on that for a long, long time.
Okay. So are y'all allowing me to tell our road department to move forward helping with the base work and the foot of the base
work? What's the extent of the help? Is there any guidelines?
It would just be the prep work of it, from my understanding.
So we're going to wind up having to do the whole thing?
No. It's better than what it was before, don't you see? Remember, we were
going to
do the whole road?
Yeah.
And we're
going to
put a ditch.
We didn't do it.
And we're going to put a ditch downside that road to that airport canal. And we're going to, that water can come underneath that cover right there and eliminate some of that water over there. That
Mr. Corbin.
Exactly.
It can come under
there's a cover. Yeah, because
that cover ain't going to work.
And it's old, and that road's all busted up.
That's some more engineering need to be done, and I want everybody to know that
what we're trying to do there with that part of it is to help all them homeowners and future homes that may be there with the flood. And if we can get it to that ditch, then we can, you know, end their flooding problems for that area. So that needs to be part of it as we move forward.
That's my desire, Mr. Chairman.
Good. You need a motion on...
No, they got to get it approved first. I mean,
they have
to be approved. Let's see what they got, kind of money they got. Okay. I think they're going to have enough money to do the whole project, to be honest about it.
Number nine, I need board approval to accept the quote between Dixie County and the Flying Hawk Enterprises Incorporated for the courthouse flooring in the amount of $16,273.60.
Motion. Motion, Mr. Mills, second, Ms. Feeks, and all in favor.
Request board approval to accept the CHIP subordination agreement for Angela Corsett for the purpose of a lower interest rate and lower monthly payments.
Got a motion, Mr. Hatch, second, Mr. Mills, all in favor.
Board approval for the Town of Cross City in Resolution 2022-32, and it's for, in support of the Town of Cross City for a application project for the DOT, with the DOT, and the reason the board is being requested to be in support of it because they want to add a pedestrian lane here in the what's the historical downtown Cross City. On 351 to go by the courthouse and come up there to the north.
Motion. You got a motion, Mr. Hatch?
Second.
Second, Mr. Valentine. All in favor?
I need board approval to move forward with ordering the list of materials that the Dixie County Stormwater Task Force has provided us for phase one of the project around the airport.
Motion.
That's presented
second.
There.
We got a motion, Mr. Second. Hatch. Second, Mr. Stevenson. All in favor?
Wait a minute. Let's go back to that on storing them.
Okay.
Remember in our meeting we had that stormwater task meeting?
Yes.
After the last board meeting? I don't want to store them at the county yard.
Okay.
And the reason why is most of your work's going to be done up there in the first district anyway around your area, not quite the first district. But Lott has offered to put them on his property behind lock and key and high fence. And what he don't want to do is go there and, lo and behold, our road superintendent or something run over them or they've used them and thinking we got them. Dwayne's going to inventory them good, and he's got a good way of tracking that. They put one in, they'll send a work order to him and keep up with it that way. So I just want to make sure everybody's good with that.
I'm good with that. Make a motion.
Got a motion, Mr. Hatch. Second, Mr. Stevenson, all in favor.
I request board approval to allow the United Methodist Church of Old Town to hold Easter sunrise service at the board Hinton Landing property on
motion.
April 17th.
Got a motion, Mr. Bill. Second, Mr. Stevenson, all in favor.
Request board approval to allow Mr. Gene and Mr. Robbie to handle the fair purchases on behalf of the Board of County Commissioners as completed in previous years. And normally the monies always go to the chapter animals throughout the community. So as a corporate board, you would be donating the funds for the Swan River Livestock Fair.
Motion.
Second. Got a motion, Mr. Hatch. Second, Mr. Stevenson. All in favor.
Number 15, request board approval to adopt the Title VI non-discrimination policy and plan is to comply with DOT for future LAP projects. We already have a plan in place, but we have to update it every so many years, and it's time to update it.
Motion, Mr. Stevenson.
Second.
Mr. Hatch, all in favor.
Number 16, request board approval of the resolution 2022-33 in support of the Title VI non-discrimination policy and plan.
Motion. Motion, Mr. Stevenson.
Second,
Mr. Hatch. All in favor.
Information items, the driveway ordinance, as the attorney just talked about.
I'm asking for an out-of-clock workshop for that, as well as invite Mr. Hughes here. About the building funding?
Yes.
And let's negotiate with him at that workshop if he's still interested in renting that.
Third?
Yes, sir. So it'll be two items for the workshop. We'll be discussing the ordinance for the culvert, and then And also invite Mr. Hughes here to talk about what he's going to do, being a physical therapist and renting the building in Suwannee.
Okay. Motion for March 3rd workshop at 9 a.m. Second.
Got a motion, Mr. Hatch. Second, Ms. Stevenson. All in favor?
Also, if you only had one other thing for that workshop,
if we got time. Here,
I'd like to add, I've been asked to prepare a contract for the scrap metal. I'd like to discuss that at the workshop about the scrap metal and how to get that done legally.
Okay.
At the same time.
Okay.
That'll be three items at the workshop.
Motion to add the metal.
We got a motion, Mr. Hatch.
In an hour? I think I can get it done. Maybe.
Got a motion, Mr. Hatch.
Second.
Mr. Stevenson, all in favor.
The last information item I have is coming from the road department in regards to, I mentioned it at the last meeting about the old 19 road closure. We got in one of the culvert pipes. We've got the locate called in. We want to go ahead and move forward just to notify y'all and the public that old 19 will be closed from Hines Highway to the US 19 there, the Gina turnoff, while we're adding those culvert pipes there.
Do you know when they're going to do that?
Sir?
Do you know when they're going to do that?
Not specifically. It is failure to start Tuesday or Wednesday.
Is this coming up week?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Have they done a study on that?
It's just replacing pre-existing culverts.
Yeah, it's the same size. That's all I have, Commissioner, unless y'all have.
Thank you. On the road department side, I've got a lot of complaints on some roads in the 1st District. Triptown Farm area, and other areas that roads are getting graded, but I guess you can look at the road when they're pulling it up by that seal for fines, it's just settling in that
powder, in the flow.
Powder. When it rains, it just turns into slush.
Okay.
I know years ago they used to take that, the graders have the rippers on them, and they could rip that road, and then it put them holes back in, and you wouldn't have it where you grade dust filling in a pothole. But when it rains, you plash it right back out. So
Robert,
I'd like to look in to see if maybe we can rip some of them.
Every other month.
Yeah, Robert does mine quite a bit.
Well, I'll talk to the motivator of that district and verify if he's doing that or not on some of the roads.
Well, if you ride up there and look at them, they got a legitimate complaint.
Or he ain't.
Or he has a grade where you see where the cars are going to be pure ruts.
We'll check in.
We're driving down those roads.
Yes, sir.
The other thing is, got complaints of the metal at the dump, especially at the rock pit. Things pushed up or done something. Last time I carried my personal loader and put them, pushed up in First District in the rock pit. It's backed out again. It's almost past the shed where they check the people again now. So we got to do something with this iron. There's a loader sitting there at that site. They could just get a truck here and put some. We'll talk about that at the workshop.
I will, in the meantime, between now and the workshop, I will reach back out to the two entities that are picking up the metal and request them to
be here.
Or
be here.
Yeah, I mean, I'll let them know about it and ask them to be here. Sure.
I thought y'all honestly had it all worked out.
We got the information. We just want to verify the specifics on it. I mean,
exactly.
I guess, and the legalities of it.
Exactly.
Is that what we're...
You done, Mr. Dwayne?
I am, unless somebody else has something for me.
Mr. Michael.
Thank
you.
Good.
Firm. You done?
I got it, Jake.
You done?
I'm good.
You good? Ms. Bobby?
I don't have anything other than Della included a list of all the steps you worked on from 2020 to current, but a long list. Very diligently. Catch everything up, and she's done a very good job, and I appreciate her.
Yeah. Valentine, you got any?
Yeah, I got one quick thing. I've been talking to some people, actually, they've been talking to me, and I'd like to Dwayne at
y'all's direction.
I don't have an issue with it, but commissioners run in their district.
And be elected by their district members.
And I'd also like to add some term limits on that. I think 3 terms is plenty.
That's where you can hear it.
Sure. Dwayne, can you check on that if the board's direction is to do that?
I'll look into it with him.
What is the question now?
No. What's the question?
You're talking about changing it from voting countywide to running district?
Yeah,
that was going to have to be put on referendum.
I do too. But I'm
sure that's the correct answer.
It was brought to me by multiple people, and I wanted to bring it up at a board meeting. I'm good with it. I don't have an issue with it, and I don't have an issue with the term limit side of it either.
Right.
So what's y'all wish? Y'all want Michael to check in it or kill it, or what you want to do?
I ain't afraid. I can tell you that right now. Stirring the pot, I think it's a waste of time to be.
The people of the county's one who controls who goes up here anyway. So,
like I said, I'd bring it up. It's up to y'all. I don't have a problem with it either way, but I'm gonna still represent whoever calls me.
Well, the thing about it is, it says county commissioner. We're county commissioners. We have our districts, but every one of us works in every district of this county to help wherever we can. I don't think we need to go segregating this and that and the other, and I just think it'll cause problems. Dixie County's always been Dixie County as one, as a whole.
We help one another.
I'd really like to see it.
Jody calls and says, hey, you got a person. And I said, well, I'm tied up. He said, well, I can take care of it for you. Take care of it.
We all do that.
Me and Mark's done that.
I'll tell y'all something about that for some of you that may not remember. This metal thing, I pushed them dumps up with my personal tractor for years before I ever even thought about running for county commissioner at my cost for years, every one of them.
Well, I pushed them up one time.
Old school guys, and they'll tell you. And for 8 or 10 years, I'm the one that hauled it off. I crushed it, hauled it right by myself. Big Alan McCannon hauled it for Nick Osteen scrap metal. I did it for them. The problem with these dumps ain't the problem that so many people are calling. All you got to do is take a tractor and push it up a little bit higher. But the thing about it is, you're dealing with a metal that's very, very cheap in value. And you can't afford, nobody can afford to go there and get one load of metal and then move to another. It's too costly moving back and forth. And it takes a big, big pile of metal to fill up one of them big 100-yard trailers when you mash it down. So we've always just pushed it up, guys, and needed it up. That does need to happen. But I don't think it's the end of the world. I mean, somebody go there with a tractor and push it up. And the guys that are doing it, in their contract should say, ever so often, you're going to tidy this up and keep it tidied up until it's time to sell. I mean, I think that's a very small issue, really.
Them loader tires on that loader, I just put some new ones on there. They look over $5,000 a piece. When I got back, I'd about run two of them.
Well, I didn't have about the two in my 10 years, so that was a lot cheaper than I have got off.
I get my nose back when I'm up with some steel tracks, I'll go in there.
We'll discuss this in the workshop, but I'm going to go ahead and tell you where I'm at on this metal stuff. I don't think it'll give us nothing. I think it'll keep the sites cleaned up. There's not enough money there. If the metal's high, that's when they make a little bit of money. But when the metal's low, it piles up.
And that's the purpose of the workshop, so I can get direction of how to write this.
Yeah.
Dwayne, give me direction. He has had the meeting with them. He's given me what information that he has suggested. But I need to please all five of y'all and y'all coming to retreat. That's the reason I want the workshop.
I agree with that.
And hopefully have those two people here and let everybody understand, and I'll draft it up at that point.
Sounds good.
I'm
good.
So.
Thank you.
You
got anything else?
Well, y'all never did ask for my question.
You got shot.
I answered my part of it.
So y'all don't want Dwayne or Michael to look into it?
He said no.
No.
He said no, so no. All right, that's all I have.
Mr. Stevenson? I had something, I don't know what to say. Peter Weiner.
Peter Weiner.
Mr. Stevenson?
Nah, I guess I probably said enough.
And I'll
want to thank everyone for coming. We got a full house. Got through another good meeting. So thank you, good Lord, for that.
I think I got something.
All right. Go ahead.
In the first district, and I'm going to try to move out into the other areas once a month. Some of these people that we couldn't help with these driveways, the elderly person that has handicap. I did one 2 weekends ago. I went in there to pick for my trucks and my equipment. This is just for the elderly and the handicap and, you know, people on a fixed income, not for young people, whatever. Y'all can get to me and get me a list. I'm going to try to go through them and do the most needy ones. I'm going to try to do one a month. As long as I'm sitting on this board, and when I get all of them in my district fixed, and I'm going to yours, that's going on down the line to help, try to help the people. That's all I got.
Thank you for that. Miss Robin. Miss Robin, your turn. Yep, come on up.
I wanted to know if you guys got a contract yet for your lime rock pit.
We do not. No, still waiting on a completed survey so we can draft a contract with it.
Okay.
We can't draft it until we get a completed survey, Mr. Chair.
Okay. And I want to discuss the roads over by where I live. They're awful. Last week, you talked about getting here in Cross City. I was told there's no funds to get any roads fixed, but they're really bad. So, I mean, have you guys discussed maybe trying to get something done with some of those roads?
The paved roads? Yes, that's what we're going to look at. We've had Dwayne, we went back in there and looked at some of them rough dip downs
and
stuff.
Yeah, there's like 2 or 3
Yes. We was back there looking at them the other day.
And do you have a new list of where the Great Hall has been?
It is still in that one.
I saw 230th.
That's where it's at.
We had to get some more locates done. That slowed us up some more on that.
Jody, are you going to be doing anything to any kind of cooking, like you said you were going to do, like cook off fish fry or anything like that, to help raise money to fix some of these driveways?
I'm going to be looking into all different types of things. I've also been pondering doing some kind of fireworks display for the Passover, maybe picking up a love offering to help people. I'm spitballing several different things. I want to get with the rest of the board. We all want to help the people try to come up with something. Like I said, I started going to try to do one driveway a month. Some of them may want to pitch in. We might be able to do two, you know what I mean? On some of these that is, you know, people that's on fixed incomes and handicapped and elderly on.
Okay, well, I'm
going to
be wrapping up some stuff at the air show, and I'm going to be raffling off baskets that my daughter and I are going to be making. So maybe the proceeds can go towards some of that.
Okay. All right. Well, the biggest thing about that, I got to thinking about all that, you know, trying to collect donations to have to keep on all those funds straight and all that. On my end, I'm trying to fix the driveways and stuff. I'm going to try to just keep doing it as a donation.
Okay.
It's not a donation, an in-house thing for me, because you get to handling money, and some people would say, when they give you something more than what you can actually do. And then I'm doing it out of what I feel in my heart, and that's it. I ain't depending on somebody to supply me that money. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. That's all I got. You guys all have a good evening. Thank you.
Thank you. Mr. Charles. Mr. Charles still here? Is he out some? Yeah, there he goes.
Hello, Ward.
Howdy.
Questions in the area. Played off 2 months ago. And the issue is the gentleman lives out there in public land. Okay. I started a petition on him. What's going on down there? He's renting out half of the trailer to someone else for $200 a month. He's not picking up, he's doing his job down there. And I have witnessed it. I've called Deputy Clay Shaw on this thing, which already has. knows what's going on. Still drugs on there, making drugs. It's not checking the parking lot, as you can see, the syringe is down there. I was in this the other day.
Yeah.
Haven't we?
That's
already happened.
Planning, yes.
We have brought it up before, and I've been down there. There's an issue there. I agree with you.
Well, here. Mr. Mills, this is your business.
I thought I had it straightened out, but I tell you how to straighten this out, y'all. I'm going to make a motion. We fire
that for him.
I'm going to have him
move. Well, with that air is not being kept up.
Move. I see what's going on.
Firing.
Me and Mr.
Just a volunteer.
They were right across the lucky charms. We watched them. They couldn't wait to get off the road to start cooking.
I've
been doing our social time asking about the other river in there that was supposed to be gone.
Guys, this is ridiculous.
I agree.
Petition of these guys. These guys that live on
it's
the road.
It's not good.
I'd like to make a motion that we fire this gentleman at that soon as
he no one volunteers, so I'll just ask him.
We need to get him out.
Have him
gone. Before you move his services.
Have him gone tomorrow.
Have you got anybody in that area that's wanting to try to take over that park or willing to do
you
the
know,
park?
I, you know, it'd be nice just go up there to Lucky Charms. There might be somebody that's living there that's a decent person.
We have to advertise.
You got to check to make sure they're not a criminal.
We advertise for a new attendance. And make sure that one's gone by tomorrow afternoon.
Thank you, God.
Find another Herbert, Janet.
I think that's it,
Chad.
I need a second.
Second.
Mr. Stevenson, all in favor? Is that it?
Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Now your children can come down there and...
There you go.
We keep an eye on it. I'm serious.
We're fine. I'm going to look after it, guys.
Thank you for looking out for us. Miss Mary.
Thank you, guys. I'm sure. I've
seen that. If that weather could, maybe fill in the holes on Northeast 544 and grade that road. Okay. And the other thing is just like an update on the culverts that I already know. Maybe they don't know. Update on the culverts and the ditches. And those gates up there in Mallory Swamp, are they staying open or are you closing them?
I'm not in control of that. I haven't been up there since right when all the flooding was going on, when Water Management gave me approval to go up there and pull them out. They're not supposed to be in, but no one monitors them. On the upper end, those hunting clubs, if that water's flooding in a hunting club, when everybody turns their back, they put in the board.
How do we find out?
You're going to have to get in that truck and make about an hour and a half run up there to see, because if you call Water Management just like I did, they'll tell you they ain't in there. Then when you drive up there, I sent them back a video that they was stacked to the top. So
they don't, Mr. Chairman.
They're working towards getting more of a monitoring of that up there, but it's still.
But what we've seen happen, I mean, not to disregard it, they're exactly right, they was boards in there. But what we have found out, county workers is taking them out at times on behalf of the Water Management District. Water Management District is taking them out. And when you go back the next day, people will have stuff back in them. They will be boards back in from other public members putting them in there. That's what he's telling you, that they're working on a plan.
That's what Mr. Jerry was saying. We'll get someone up there to start. Going up there regular.
Yeah, is it going to take lawsuits from all of us to get them to do their job? That's the question.
Hopefully not.
Well, I don't know the requirement.
We're going to be working on that. I've been working on that due diligently. There'll be someone from the governor's cabinet in my truck next Tuesday on my birthday, and we're going to be in my swamp looking at that situation. And also talking about the pipes in the neighboring counties that's on private property that we can't even go to and has those boards in that we can't even get to pull.
And I want to say this, the board does not control.
And we have nothing really to do with water management.
The board here don't control them boards. That's controlled by a entity provided by Florida statute, which is Pointe River Water Management. They have the full authority over those boards. Mm-hmm. I mean, the commissioners try to help and give them direction of what they see fit, but the ultimate authority lies with Pointe River Water Management. That's the authority of them.
Are they contracted out or are they state?
They're created statutorily. They're a district created by the legislature, not by this board.
That's it. Okay, thank you. Anybody else would like to speak? Just state your name, sir.
Sean Ross, I live on 250 Northeast 743rd Street. I don't know how anybody else in the county feels about the internet. We're getting robbed. I know an internet company that will come in. It's legit. Comcast. They're in Lake City now. They'll come in. My wife here, she lost her full-time job. Lost her benefits. All because of this. I have a full-board job.
Lack of infrastructure.
No,
I'm trying to clean this up.
Yes. Slow,
yep.
Crappy internet. I'm sorry, that's the only word I can think that's clean.
Better than what you're thinking.
Yes. I talked to Comcast. They said I would have, you guys would have to contact them and tell them it's okay to come in.
Here's what I would like for you to do.
Dwayne, you and him tie together, and
if you have a contact with Comcast.
I think he just went through their customer service, and that guy gave me all the information.
Can you do that and see? I mean, we've
always fought for
good internet or better internet. And it's just,
yes.
And I have one other question. The culverts on 743rd. I've been there since 2017. Never really paid them any attention. Now that we had the flooding this year, whose responsibility is it to have them dug out? Mine are collapsed.
Right down to
that.
What was the road?
743rd.
743rd.
What's the culvert or driveway?
Northeast, southwest?
Northeast.
No. Once a driveway is approved, generally when a culvert or driveway is installed, that's part of the process of putting a new home on there, it's permitted. Once that is approved, it is the county's responsibility to maintain that from the road edge to the property line. So technically it is on us. Culverts are in bad shape, and I can't make it out. It's not your responsibility. Once the county signs off, they take ownership of that pipe from your property line to the street.
Okay. Thank you.
Go ahead and ask it.
Where will the grade all be going
down? Where would y'all?
Up to the road superintendent or wherever, unless y'all want to change it, y'all give him authorization to
do it. I think he was just going to take him from there, going to loop back through the hammock, follow where the water was coming from. So basically,
right up
your road there. And then once they get that, then they're going to come up to another road.
Dwayne, on that, we need to clarify that grade all was shut down this past week because he caught the locate people. So you can't just go out there and sounds good, just go out and start digging everywhere, but it's got to have locates done on it. So that's what happened. He did catch that, and I think the last number you gave was 82 loads of dirt.
I think so. That's good. I can.
But anyway, so I know we're well over 100 by now. So he's doing everything he can do and working the grade off and maintaining it too. I will say that too.
On the water situation in the culverts, I know there's been a lot of discussion on engineering, on how that water is going to flow. Until today's technology, you can pull up the LIDAR maps
I was looking at them in the building department today. You can look at those maps, and it'll actually show you where the water's going to flow, period. Whether you put a pipe or you don't put a pipe, that water is going to go through those areas. So we got a lot of technology that we can utilize now to try to help get some drainage processes going in some of these areas. So just look into it.
Anybody else?
Hey, my name is Jennifer Kincaid, and I live at 63064 Southeast Highway 19. The proposed RV park borders 2.2 sides of my property. I have a lot of safety concerns with Highway 19 and where the DOT entrances are on 19 and where you can actually access this RV park. There is one at Tri-County Collision. There is one at my driveway. I've already spoken to Mr. Florian, perhaps the police, and voiced my concerns. I just want to bring it in front of the board. These campers are going to have to do a U-turn one way or another, whether they're coming from the south of the north, whether they're coming into the campsite or leaving the campsite on Highway 19. There's also a possibility of them pulling into my driveway, thinking that I have another access onto this property because I do have my driveway is straight across the DOT entrance. That means they're going to have to back out on the 19, pull in a camper, going 65 miles an hour. Like I said, I just wanted to at least voice my safety concerns because I have a Yukon XL. I have a 31-foot camper. I know what it's like to actually pull a camper, and I can't imagine trying to make a U-turn on 19 trying to get into the camp where they want that campsite to go.
Anyone else?
My name is Sarah Ross. I just got an official update from Mr. Leon about the volunteer board that we discussed back in September about zoning and planning, because we do have some potential subdivisions coming up and RV parks. So there's going to be a lot of discussion with the county people to be the voice for them to help you guys make the decision on changing zoning. And
still on file resolution and ordinance being drafted.
Okay. Does everybody have their person picked?
I did, but I read the obituaries and about another one.
Because there's going to be a lot of things coming up, and I know it can help relieve some stress from you guys and help relieve the stress from Mr. Leon, too, if we can get that council going.
Yes.
and work on that so the people have the right to voice their concerns. Thank you.
Mr. James, you got yours, don't you?
Yep.
Anybody else?
Got my wife's permission.
Okay.
My name's Barry Johnson. I live on 197th Avenue and Northeast Mississippi Tick Road. I talked to the commission before about some building that was it was so far below standard, it was unbelievable. They got no electricity, no sewer, no water. Basically, they're camping. And I was told that if somebody owns a property, basically, you can't kick him off of it. They got the other six people that are living there with him. They got one owner, but you got five other people living there. Can't you kick them off? They don't own the property.
Mr. Berry, how many active cases do you have? 100 and...
I think this one's already been in court. This one's already been a judge's made decision. The fines in place.
Now, they did have a thing out front that had a little white piece
so,
of
so paper. So we've already won.
Fine running, and he's got to get into compliance at some time.
So he's got to.
You can't physically go on the property and take stuff off. He's,
I understand, if the guy owns the property, you can't get him off. But the other five people that are living there, they won't have a property.
I can't make them move either.
Why? They don't own the property.
I'm not a law enforcement officer. I can't even miss people. All I can
somebody
do.
Just swear me in?
We get a judge's order. He imposes a fine if you don't get into compliance. But
But there's no force. Like, we can't go take the county trucks down there and start pulling people's stuff.
Yeah, or have them evicted. We can't legally move anybody. The landlord tenant issue, basically.
So the process
is can have many people. Or something? You right. Your problem, you can allow as many people you want everywhere to stay.
As long as I want to.
Right.
But according to the rules and regs that I read, if you're camping, you only camp 14 days on your property. They're camping. They've got no water, sewer, electricity.
Here's what happens. If the fines reach a point to the property value, the county can place a lien on the property. If it's not homesteaded, the county can take the property. Then the county can go in and clean it.
Well, we're looking at what? 10 years now?
No, it's $100 a day.
Well, $200 a day.
It's $200.
No, it's $200.
Good.
What about the helm, the helm
issue of the department?
Helm department.
I mean, there are children there.
Anybody else want to speak?
This is a sad situation all over the county. And it hurts to look at some of this stuff, but bear this in mind. And I hate to say this, but I mean, these people, a lot of these people, that's the only place they got to live. Within that raggedy camper or that tarp that they got hung over, you kick them off. Where are you going? Under the bridge? You know, I mean, but you understand what I'm saying? They go in WC's backyard and go stay in one of his trucks or Jamie's. I mean, that's another thing.
Already got to,
a lot of times if Steve runs one off, 2 or 3 days later he finds it on somebody else's lot.
Yep.
So we got to come up with a bigger plan as a whole to try to help with these indigent homeless people that...
So if they don't pay the $200 a day,
they'll get. Well, we have to do what we got to do, but
when
we run them off there, where are they going to go? They going to go to another lot down the road and start over again? You follow what I'm saying?
Wait a minute, man. We trying to clean that up too.
Anybody else want to speak? Need a motion to adjourn.
Motion.
Got a motion, Mr. Hatch. Second, Mr. Stevenson. All in favor?
Okay, we talked about the law.